WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I did my best to slaughter the names of the ocean layers, so this week I thought I would discuss the effects of water and weather. A great percentage of sunburns occur when people visit the shore and go out on the water or into the water. This is due to having more exposed skin and spending many hours in the sunlight. But the reflection of the sunlight off the water also increases exposure to the sun. Sunblock is essential to prevent a sunburn, and remember that sunburns are quickest when the sun is high in the sky, even when there are some clouds. Wind tends to be stronger along the shore and over open water. This happens because there is less friction to slow the movement of air, and there are no trees and buildings to slow the wind. Be prepared for windy weather when going out on or near the water, especially if the weather is chilly. Windy conditions can make the water more dangerous, too, due to wave action. When on the water, be sure to have a life jacket and use it. The water temperature can be much different than the air temperature. If you're going to be in the water, prepare for how cold the water will be. Usually, water does not feel too warm, but it can feel cold, especially if there is dry and windy weather. Water bodies can have a substantial effect on nearby land, creating some big challenges for forecasters. On a trip onto Lake Michigan this summer, there was a 13-degree temperature difference between Navy Pier and less than a half mile offshore. Especially when the weather is hot, make sure to drink plenty of fluids. The body loses lots of fluids when active outside in warm weather. If temperatures are cold, be prepared by wearing layered clothing. Now, you know, Miss Molly, JB's dog, would dearly love to have a lake to moderate temperatures around her house. For weather questions, drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.